that we need all organisations to recognise it's their job to defend themselves. We can't do it for them because they're running their systems, absolutely, they're running their IT, they're making choices about whether they replace legacy or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's their decisions, mm-hmm, and they need to encapsulate cybersecurity resilience in those decisions. And then for the more advanced threats, yeah, we clearly have more of a role to play in supporting, absolutely, getting after it. But for those sort of those organizations sort of meeting their responsibility, I often talk about three things to think about, mm-hmm, sort of exposure, defenses, and consequences.
Awesome, yeah.
And those three together form resilience.
Mm-hmm.
So understanding your exposure, both kind of directly to you and through legacy systems, through your supply chain, indirectly, just kind of that totality of how exposed are you to cyber attacks.
Mm-hmm.
The second area is defenses. Are you building the right appropriate level of defenses for the exposure you have and therefore the risk you carry? And then the third area is consequence management, which is often overlooked in the resilience conversation, where if you have a ransomware attack or an attack that disables your IT, mm-hmm, how will you continue operations and, mm-hmm, how will you rebuild, mm-hmm, and what's your plan for rebuilding? And many organizations will say, I've got a business continuity plan, mm-hmm, I've got a disaster recovery plan, and then you kind of dig into it and the business continuity plan isn't for
so much
the total loss of IT, yeah, or they all start with sending an email or something like,
yeah,
that,
yeah, yeah,
or the disaster recovery plan is for rebuilding from individual systems failing rather than a total rebuild, mm-hmm, of all your IT, which is a huge, huge task. And what we see time and again is organizations hit by ransomware, realizing just the enormity of the task of rebuilding a whole interconnected technology system that they rely on, absolutely, that they don't properly understand.